everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Strong underlying support redeveloped throughout the live cattle and feeder cattle complex today with end-of-week support moving into the complex. July corn futures about 3.5 cents higher. The Dow Jones 12 points lower, NASDAQ down 30 points. Over in live cattle today, futures have bounced off of early pressure as prices were mixed within a narrow range. Traders were moving away from the strong pressure in feeder cattle with the focus moving more towards moderate to strong upcoming demand. The fact that hog futures have bounced back from sharp losses early in the session has helped to bring some spillover buying back to the live cattle trade. Even though prices are not expected to show significant support over the near future, the ability to remain steady to higher will be a significant moral victory to the complex. Box beef cutouts today were unreported due to delayed reporting. In feeder cattle today, strong follow-through buyer support quickly and aggressively moved into the oversold cattle complex as traders continued to move prices off of long-term contract lows. Even though corn prices have continued to move higher, traders were focused on current feeder cattle market support levels at 142.25 per hundredweight in August contracts as potential long-term support levels due to still strong demand expectations. Triple-digit gains, though, were seen in all but lightly traded May contracts, allowing for increased overall buyer momentum to develop throughout the entire complex. Meanwhile, today, corn trade was 3 to 4 cents higher, with soybean trade 10 to 12 cents lower, as trade struggled to extend higher with fears of higher acres and poor demand along with spread unwinding. Meal was $4.50 to $5.50 lower, and oil 35 to 45 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 2 to 6 cents higher. Kansas City, Chicago spread looking to put in a reversal, while Europe and the Black Sea area being watched closely with dryness in the Volga Valley. Wet weather, though, expected to continue in the U.S., potentially limiting planting and causing disease issues in winter wheat. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.